Now, our next guest on the show is writer and director Bruce Goodison. I caught up with Bruce to discuss his debut feature film, Leave to Remain, which is a provocative coming-of-age story of teenagers seeking asylum in the United Kingdom. And I began by asking Bruce, what was the inspiration to create the film, Leave to Remain?
I decided, I guess, to take on this particular issue because it was something that was completely hidden from view in my estimation. At the time, we were invaded Afghanistan and Iraq, and I started to kind of wonder what happened to all of the teenagers and all of the children that were, if you like, compelled to leave as a result of our interventions there. So on looking further at this, I then saw the figures, which were something like, at the time, 3,500 or 4,000 teenagers arrive on our shores each year. And then they go through the very Kafkaesque asylum process. And when I started looking more into it, I understood that actually what these children faced, which was not only a pretty traumatic journey, sometimes up to 3 and 4 months inside trucks, over hills, being shot at in Turkey, put in prisons in Italy, and the sort of what they had to endure at such an early age, and then arrive here without the ability to speak the language and being, you know, without having their families around them or anything that's familiar to them, they then have to go through this pretty adversarial and brutal process of trying to seek refuge, trying to seek sanctuary. And I just thought, my God, this is inhuman. And I consider myself well read in many respects and keep my finger on the pulse of current affairs, but this was a world that I'd never seen before. And I couldn't imagine what that might be like to be age 14, to have to kind of start your life again after suffering the kinds of trauma that most of these kids had experienced. So it just compelled me to start to, you know, try and get to know some of these teenagers and look at their experiences of being in the UK. So that's kind of where it all started, really.
Now, some people may refer to the word asylum in a negative connotation or treat it as a dirty word. And one of the remarkable aspects of Leave to Remain is that you've trained teenage asylum seekers, young people pretty much, to actually create a film. How did that whole process work?
Well, you're right that asylum is a dirty word and shouldn't be. Asylum is something that is every human being's right. And I think we forget that. And the unfairness is just, if you like, tripled when you understand that these teenagers have been pretty much treated in the same way as their adult counterparts. So I was at pains to make sure that these people were seen as children first, which is legally how they should be seen. But they were being tarred by the same asylum brush. And I was determined to take them outside of the normal adult asylum debates because most of these children didn't choose to be here. Their adult counterparts did choose to be here or do choose to be in the places that they end up. It's a complex process because, as you can acknowledge, these are children. They have no guardian. They have no legal representative. So in order to try and make a film with them where there's no one actually to give them permission or protection was incredibly difficult. And we started a very long and sensitive process to work with all of the agencies that work with them, school teachers, social workers, doctors, psychiatrists, etc., in order to try and gain full support to work with these kids, but also ensure that they weren't going to get exploited. Because if you make a documentary about the subject, like you say, you know, asylum is a dirty word. Do they want to be acknowledged as asylum seekers for the rest of their lives? When they get jobs, they fear that being asylum seeker might stand in their way. So also, you know, they may have been trafficked. So to pop up in a documentary may not be the wisest of things to do. But make all the protections were in place in order to work with these young people, and then started taking down their stories and turning that into a script form. And then once I'd got a script, I then realized that actually it was going to be impossible to cast this film through the usual channels of, you know, agencies and youth theatres, etc. These particular people are hidden, and so they don't come to these kinds of, they don't go to kind of drama schools, etc. So we decided to set up a drama school ourselves, and it's called the Film Academy. And we did this not simply as a kind of X Factor style of auditioning kids, but as a way to reach out to these kids to try and enable them to have a voice, because there's nothing as good as drama, I think, to give a kid a voice, a confidence, a self-esteem, something that had been stripped from them by the government. The film school enabled them to actually grow their confidence. And so in their confidence being grown, I then started to work on making short films with them. They would direct them, they would produce them, they would write them, they would act in them. And then little by little, I would be making a selection of the people I felt were robust enough and skilled enough to go through the process of making a feature film, where you have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and you know you won't be reaching home till midnight some other times. And so it was important that they understood the filmmaking process and the power of drama, and then we would make a selection through the school.
And would it be fair to say that the actors, or some of the cases that they are children, that the process of actually making the movie or acting in the movie was kind of a form of kind of therapy, or was a form of a kind of way to kind of reclaim some of their innocence of what they may have lost?
It's a difficult question, that, and a very complex one, because each child will behave differently. You do get some that find it therapeutic, acting out a story that's similar to their own. And you do get those that feel that this is a story that needs to be out in the public domain, so it becomes, you know, part of the kind of universal discussion, if you like. We soon learned that there might be others that may be further traumatized by their involvement in the film. And some of those people we didn't invite to be involved in the film. We worked closely with child psychotherapists to try and identify those people that may find the experience of reflecting their stories a difficult one. But largely that's quite a tricky one as well, because if you're in the film, it's very enjoyable. You don't really see it all joined together. And it's only when you see it edited with all the music on it and all the effects, and it becomes a much more affecting piece of work. I mean, for instance, one of the characters who's called Rafi, who's played by a young man called Ibrahim. And he found the process of making the film incredibly enjoyable. And there's a real massive camaraderie formed, when you, almost like a second family when you make it. But I don't think anything prepared him for actually the experience of watching the journey of some of the characters. And I think he found it profoundly moving. And I think he found it a very important film to be made. I don't know whether, whether it's improved and whether you can measure the increase in their confidence over time. That's to be seen. But I would say that over the process of being in the film school and over the process of the academy, I watched people grow to the point where people would, you know, come to me and say, there was a point where I came to this country and I couldn't look people in the eye. I felt ashamed. I had a stutter. I couldn't speak. And now they're able to stand up in front of a huge audience at the BFI and introduce a film. I mean, that's a massive leap in confidence. And I think it helps everything in terms of education, in terms of, you know, job opportunities. It means that, you know, these people don't feel that they are Britain's dirty little secret anymore, that they feel that they have some value. And I think if we've done one thing, is to show that these people have value.
And would you say that the movie Leave to Remain, would it be fair to say that this could be one of the most rewarding or kind of one of the most kind of proud pieces of work that you've worked on with such a back catalogue of work that you already have done? Would that be a fair assessment?
I would certainly say that this film has been the most rewarding experience of my entire career. It's the sort of experience that, you know, you very rarely have in our business. You know, it was the kind of story that, you know, you have to commit sometimes up to 3 or 4 years in this case to making it. And it's a low budget film. It's not a big production by any means, but it does require an incredible commitment, and that commitment can only really come from a place of passion. And, you know, if you become passionate about a subject, and I became passionate about these people and what they went through, and I felt that I had an ability to share that story. So therefore it became one of the most, you know, astonishing experiences in my life. And, you know, the courage and stoicism and determination of these kids that have been through what they've been through, it shames us all. And to have been, you know, honoured to have been able to kind of tell their story is just so great. So, yeah, I mean, it has been probably and probably will continue to be the most important filmmaking experience of my life, definitely.
Now, the film Leave to Remain premiered at the London Film Festival. And how was the film received?
Well, we decided we'd do... At the London Film Festival premiere, we decided we'd do this thing that they often do in Hollywood, which is to do a kind of audience analysis of people's enjoyment of the film. And because, you know, we're in the process of trying to sell the film and distribute the film and get it shown in cinemas all over the UK. So it was important, I think, for us to be able to, you know, try and get some idea of how much people liked this film. And, you know, given that without any publicity and advertising, because we don't have the money for it, within 24 hours, the film had sold out through word of mouth, which was fantastic. So we just then wanted to find out, well, those people that came to see the film, did they like it? So we had these forms that people filled out, and it showed that on our first screening, there was a 92% of people loved it. And on the second screening, 96% of people loved it, which is just an incredible, you know, seal of approval. So the fact that audiences are really engaged by it and seem to be genuinely like it, because it isn't that kind of social realism that makes you feel incredibly depressed when you've seen it. There is an incredible warm and energy about this particular group of people and their determination to belong that I defy any audience not to be moved by that. And I think that I've been, you know, obviously very pleased with the way that people have reacted. And, you know, let's hope that we can get some distribution so that then other audiences throughout the UK and throughout Europe can get to see what it's all about in regard to child asylum seekers.
And it's wonderful that the film was so well received at the London Film Festival. And we were wondering, is there any date set for a release here in Ireland?
Well, we would love to get a release date in Ireland. We are currently working out what our distribution will be, because the film premiered at London Film Festival. So it's been the first time that, distributors, sales agents, etc. have seen the film. So we're now having those kind of, you know, complex discussions about what the best way to get the film out there. But the loose date for release is going to be spring. So, you know, hopefully it will reach Ireland and the rest of the country by April next year.
And that was writer-director Bruce Goodison of the movie Leave to Remain. Bruce Goodison is a BAFTA award-winning director, and for more information on the movie, you can log on to leave2remainthefilm.com. That's leave, the number two, remainthefilm.com. We'll have more information up on our Twitter feed at AE Drynan or at Near FM for more information.